The longer a building has been around, the more likely people will say that it's haunted. The Fox Theater in Atlanta opened in 1929, and some say a few of the millions who've passed through those doors still remain. The theater hosts ghost tours this time of year, and we sent producer Sean Powers to learn about spirits that refuse to leave even after the curtain comes down.
If you have a ghost app on your phone, go ahead and turn it on. If you see it working, don't tell me till the end of the tour. My name is Anna Seaton, and I'm a tour guide at the Fox Theater. That's the organist. You're going to hear strange noises coming from in there. There really is a live person at the organ. All right, so let's start with the beginning of what was here with the property. Now, I'm not going to go too far back. I'm going to go to the Civil War. 1863 to 1864, this was Fortification K. We had 25 fortification areas in Atlanta to protect us. So if there's Civil War history here, then that means there's going to be Civil War death here. We're going to probably have some ghosts from that time period, and we do. We have a Confederate soldier that sometime is seen in one of the upper windows when people are out on the street and happen to look up. Instead of lingering in the light of the lobby, let's go down where there's dark places to explore. This elevator is original to the Fox Theater, 1929. It's an Otis, and it was the first automated elevator in Atlanta. Now, I had heard that there was a ghost that rode on the elevator we just rode on, and somebody told me 6th floor, somebody told me 7th floor, but you press a button to a floor and it goes to one of those two floors. That's kind of a curious thing, and that it smells like roses. And I have no experience with that, and I make it a policy not to talk about the ghosts around the elevators or on the elevators, because I've had them pull pranks on me. Either that or it's a mechanical malfunction that happened 4 times in a row, you know? This is the freight elevator. Everything that's going on the stage that comes off the alley is going on this elevator. It jiggles a little when it starts connecting. When we get up to the top, we're going to go off at stage level. So I want to tell you what to expect. When the theater is empty, we're not doing a show, it's considered to be dark. When it's dark, there's a ghost light on the edge of the stage so nobody falls off. There's nobody here, but we leave a light on anyway. Now, the story behind that is you don't want a ghost to take ownership of the theater and start doing malicious things. And so you have a ghost light there to tell him it's not okay. You also have a ghost light there on other theories to show them where they can perform. My favorite recommendation on a ghost light is to have it there so I don't see them perform. Okay. Oh my gosh. These are your organ pipes on either side. Bob Van Kamp's ashes are in there. They're in an urn.
Bob Van Kamp played organ at the Fox Theater for years. He mentored current Fox Theater organist Rick McGee. Sean found McGee in the theater in front of his organ, and McGee says he remembers Bob Van Kamp very well.
I would work with Bob, and he'd show me different registrations and things that he would do, and I would incorporate that. You could sit and listen to him play for hours, and your ears didn't get weary. I mean, he was first the music and then the instrument. And so he's the one I patterned most of my playing after because he's the one I grew up listening to. I haven't seen Bob here. I feel like I talk to him all the time, you know, and a lot of times when I play things, I'm sure he's up there listening, going, can feel him helping you along, and it's just fine, you know.
When you eventually pass on, would you ever want to haunt the Fox Theater?
Well, I sincerely hope that maybe I can join Bob and some of them here, and, you know, maybe we'll start a whole club, you know. But, oh, yeah, I have no problems hanging around. I mean, it's fun to stay here and mess with folks.
Our thanks to the Fox Theater for the haunted tour. For a look back at the Fox Theater's long history, visit gpbnews.org.